Caribbean influences on global art. It is a heartfelt place, the Caribbean. It is a place in the world where inhabitants are still within nature and recognize the beauty, elegance, and authority of that realm, and of themselves as part of that entity. The gut, knowledge comes from the gut in the Caribbean. The peoples of the Congo would wrap a piece of cloth around a seed or natural object and surround it with earth, dirt. They would tie bundles, this bundle, at their waist level, called it an inkisi. It was to grow spirit towards desire or need. And, like Siddhartha, the Buddha, they would think and fast and wait. How can one expect change to occur quickly when the decision-making is based on knowledge from the heart and the gut? I was walking towards my gate at the O'Hara Airport on my way back to the islands. I could hear the Caribbean peoples waiting at that gate long before I could see them. As I turned the corner, I had to smile as I watched them talking loudly, clapping, singing, storytelling, changing diapers, eating, on the floor, out in the aisle, way overspilling the area designated for the wait to go to Puerto Rico. Emotive. Directly across from the PR gate was the area to board the plane for Hong Kong. The Asian people were standing in a straight line, long down the hall, quietly watching their complimentary counterpart across the corridor. Mindful, full of mind, cognitive. At this time, I saw with clarity the concept I had been expressing in my artwork for years. Cross-cultural understanding and experiences have been and are foremost as artistic references. I seek understanding towards those aspects of culture that cross, those aspects of all cultures that speak of a higher being, a higher self. Leibniz called this relationship between humanity and divinity the perennial philosophy. This philosophy states, the divine element, Godhead, or ground of the world is in fact within us and may be apprehended by the mind itself. It is a religion quite different from salvation. The ultimate goal of this philosophy is for one to discover the integral wholeness and to find oneself within that whole and to be whole as well. Not just to believe in God, but to actually discover God. All cultures have referenced this interpersonal discovery in some way. How does one make a decision quickly? Well, just think it through. Weigh the pros and the cons, make a list, and logically eliminate all the objectionable considerations. Outline the effects of each choice and make a judgment of priorities. Think of what would be the best outcome for your future, your personal future. Waiting for the spirit to move you? Tying a seed wrapped in cloth around your waist and waiting for spirit to come to your intention? Making an educated decision. On the one hand is a stillness that may lead to complacency. On the other is activity that moves towards aggression. Can executing change be anything but a balance of cognition and intuition? Can that balance be found anywhere other than within nature itself? Ideas generated by receiving thought-provoking information through one's inner nature blend the gut and the head. Decisions so generated blend stillness and action, soliciting confidence and empathy for others. Be still and know that I am God. Wait in anticipation as the bridesmaids await the groom. And as you wait, move confidently and unselfishly towards your desire, for God gives you the desires of your heart, not your heart's desire. Be attentive and move. Begin, start now, for it is in the wave, not the particle, that indicates direction. The climate and culture of the Caribbean affords opportunities to move at a slower pace. The climate and culture of the Caribbean encourage acceptance and forgiveness for those who have the courage to approach new ways of daily living and new paradigms for change. The Chinese have had a way of projecting intention for centuries. It is in the feng shui practice of auspicious placement. The bagua is set on the floor plan of a home or room. Colored tshirtshir strands representing the various aspects of an individual have designated places on the bagua. Strands for career, education, family, prosperity, fame, relationships, creativity, and helpful people are hung in specified areas of the room. These strands keep the intended energy alive. We now know that to visualize an event stimulates the same part of the mind as if one actually is living that event. Repetitive mental visualization strengthens manifestation. Drawing and painting positive images strengthens the imagination and visualization process as well as our cultural and moral beliefs. What kinds of images are our youth producing today, broadcasting worldwide through music and video? Manifestation is a process, a creative process. Be joyful in that process. Be gracious, confident, and unselfish through the process. Set your intention pure, and wait, and fast, and move. The Taino, meaning good people, evolved in the Greater Antilles as descendants of the Salanoid people who settled from South America around 400 BC to 600 AD. Their settlements developed into a highly sophisticated culture during 900 to 1400 AD, and by 1600 their civilization had been destroyed. Arawakian in language, they had various mythic characters and zimis who served to represent aspects of the culture that could connect the human spirit to the one energy, or Ashe, the force that makes things happen. Many of the Taino images show the eyes swollen and closed, symbolizing the figure as filled with Ashe. Once connected, information could be received from the whole to motivate and direct action. But as humanity became disconnected from nature's whole, information was less likely to be received. Yet these characters and zimis reference those customs that were important long ago to the peoples of the Caribbean. It is through aesthetic traditions like the Feng Shui Bagua and the Taino zimis that ideas have historically been presented to alert and educate humanity. Picasso was one of the first European artists to utilize the African artistic tradition in his work. In Les Demoiselles d'Avignon, he utilized African masks on the women of the brothel. Did Picasso know that these masks were utilized to bring forth spirit, or to remind the wearer of tradition? How does that extend the meaning of the intention of this work? Henry Ossawa Tanner was the first artist, of which I am aware, to paint the angel of the Annunciation as pure white light. Tanner was an African-American working at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, trained in the European tradition in Philadelphia. Yet his angel was not a European angel. His angel was painted as pure spirit. As we learn to intend and manifest with a co-creating frame of mind, how can the arts of the Caribbean extend individual experience? What types of images can transcend present Newtonian lifestyle to the quantum and chaos mechanics of the mind? Is it not here in the Caribbean that Impressionism was really born? Is this former rock-the-boat art style not our invitation to yet another totally unrealized artistic adventure? Music of the Caribbean has already begun to do just this. Poetry of the Caribbean and South America, with a right-brain, non-local, non-linear orientation, are attracting praise and acclaim. Stories of beauty of the ordinary, love of life and one another revive the elegance of restraint. Songs of social awareness call forth the warrior in each of us. The visual arts need to raise consciousness beyond natural beauty and cultural traditions. We need to move beyond the ocean sunset and Johnny Cake Lady to the simplicity and elegance and love and peace that can mentally be achieved through our creative practice. John Biggers met this challenge in his sacred quilted geometry images that went well beyond the concepts he brought home with him from the African Arts Festivals in the 1960s. Bert Samples fused the African and American right brain and left brain cultures in his work Jubilee Jubilee. The visual images of these men allowed their viewers to stretch understanding beyond contemporary values. The Caribbean offers a chance to become reconnected to nature, not just because there are areas of natural beauty to be visited and enjoyed, which of course needs to be sustained, but also because there is much to be learned from a people who understand the wisdom gained from living so closely with their natural environment. To some islanders, the love of nature still exceeds the love of material possessions and lavish living. The various islands are hot spots for the synthesis of the mind and the gut. It is here that will meets intuition. Humanity was made in the image of God. God creates. We were made to create. Reconnect. Engage yourself in pure, simple living. Paint a mural in your home. How about some yard art or a collective beach sand sculpture? Islanders still create in day-to-day life much as the African artistic tradition utilized the creative endeavor in daily living to keep connection with spirit. From the lavish carnival costumes to decorative braids and shaved hair designs, the Caribbean culture offers up opportunities for the individual to become engaged with his or her artistic self. The artist is no longer a shaman, a slave to a pharaoh or king, priest, court, bourgeoisie fantasy gallery or museum. The artist has already explored formal aspects, content, emotion, and the abstract. The concept of artist extends to Alawi. Alawi. It is not the Caribbean heritage for all people to create and thus know their inner artistic, creative self. Is not this tradition found as well in the Tea Master ceremony and the arts and crafts movements of the early 1900s? I am an artist, you an artist. The difference in our artistry is consciousness. In conclusion, the Caribbean artist has the challenge of reflecting a culture that centuries ago synthesized elements from the entire world. The Caribbean artist has the challenge to present images that alert the global community towards the balance of mind and spirit, affording opportunities that support change of lifestyle. The Caribbean artist has the challenge to process in new ways mind-brain studies and create images that extend farther than the ego towards unselfish love. The mind is the first bondage, but as Bob Marley so aptly lyricized, it is also the first liberation. The Caribbean artist has the challenge to encourage lifestyle change towards restrained elegance, where overconsuming is passé and spirituality is revived through simple living. The Caribbean artist has the challenge to direct intention, tempered with intuition through reconnection with nature. And finally, the Caribbean artist has the challenge to create an entire community of artists. We must take back the inclusiveness of the artist endeavor.